That school bell tells us it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So I invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Micah. Now, you might have a little trouble finding Micah if you're not a regular Bible reader. It's in the latter part of the Old Testament, in that section of the Old Testament called the Minor Prophets. Jonah, Micah, Nahum, it's right around in there. So you'll find Micah between Jonah and Nahum. And then if you'll do that, while you're turning there, I want to remind you what we're doing in these studies. We're looking at the missionary message of the prophets. See, there's a missionary message that runs throughout the Bible. The Bible was always intended to be the world's book. And the gospel which comes in the New Testament is to go forth into all the world, so that the promise God made to Abraham that all the families of the earth would be blessed would be fulfilled. And it is fulfilled in Jesus. And so the prophets spoke of this aforetime, talking about how that this would be universal. And Micah is one of the prophets that does this. And Micah is a book that's probably not studied a lot, and so we're going to go through the book of Micah. In fact, there are three sermons in the book of Micah, and we'll look at all three of those sermons as we continue in this study. So be turning in your Bible to the book of Micah. And as you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, just at the foot of Old Ben Loman, and across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're being led through this session, or this portion of the Bible in our studies, by a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday of October the 28th, 1923. Now, in introducing Micah, let me read to you a little bit from Elam's notes. He says, "The word Micah means, who is like Jehovah. Micah lived at Moresheth, a village in the southwestern part of Judea, and is called the Moresite. He was one of the minor prophets, and prophesied during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings, as we know, of Judah. Summing up a time of the reigns of these kings, we see Micah prophesied for a long time. He was a contemporary with Isaiah, and he prophesied concerning both Samaria and Jerusalem." Let me read to you Micah chapter 1 and verse 1. "The word of Jehovah that came to Micah, the Moreshite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem." The prophecy made by Micah in the reign of Hezekiah concerning the coming destruction of Jerusalem, which Hezekiah did not have Micah put to death, is quoted in Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 18 and 19, by some of the elders in defense of Jeremiah. And it saved his life. Let me read that to you in Jeremiah chapter 26, 18 through 19. Here we are in another prophet referring back to Micah, saying, "Micah the Moreshite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and he spake to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of thy house as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah, the king of Judah, and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear Jehovah and entreat the favor of Jehovah? And Jehovah repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them. Thus should we commit great evil against our own souls? Those words Micah had spoken many years before had come to Jeremiah's aid, and since they had saved Micah's life, they saved Jeremiah's life. Now, the book of Micah is only 7 chapters, and as we get through this introductory session, we'll probably go into reading from this book and finding out more about it. But before we get to the book of Micah, what I would like you to do at this time, turn to Micah chapter 4, and I want you to begin reading with me Micah chapter 4, verse 1. But I'm not going to be reading Micah. I'm going to be reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, beginning in verse 2. And these words are almost identical. And we'll talk about that in just a moment of how that came to be. But it says in Isaiah 2, verses 2 through 4. Now, you read Micah 4, beginning in verse 1. But I read Isaiah 2 in verse 2. And the prophet said, "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountains of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, 'Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. And he will judge between the nations, and will decide concerning many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." Isn't that similar to what you were reading in Micah chapter 4? Let me tell you something about Micah and Isaiah. They were both prophesying at the same time. Isaiah was prophesying in Jerusalem, while Micah, well, he was more the country preacher. He was prophesying in the small villages outside Jerusalem. And there has been people that have wondered, did Isaiah hear what he spake from Micah? Or did Micah hear this from Isaiah? Well, let's see what they said. I want you to notice, over in Isaiah chapter 2, before we read this prophecy, Isaiah says, this is the word that Isaiah, the son of Amaz, saw. What does that mean? Well, that means that Isaiah saw these words because they were given to him, not by Micah, but by Jehovah. And I also want you to see what Micah says in Micah chapter 4 and verse 4. Micah says, "They shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid." Now notice, "for the mouth of Jehovah of hosts has spoken it." Micah, like Isaiah, said these words came from Jehovah. Isaiah didn't say, "I learned these from Micah." And Micah didn't say, "I learned these things from Isaiah." But both Isaiah and Micah said they learned them from Jehovah. Now, it could have been that they were together when Jehovah gave them those words and they received them at the same time. It could have been that they received those words separately. It is not impossible that one could have heard the other uttering these words and knowing that they were from Jehovah, therefore said they came from Jehovah. But these are revelations that come from God. These are not men that are learning from one another, so much as these are men speaking forth the word of God. There's an old principle that's found in the Old Testament and repeated several times in the New Testament, that at the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. And so, Micah adds to this prophecy, and it's a prophecy we've spoken of several times. It was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, as the word of the Lord went from Jerusalem into all the world. But we read in Elam's notes about Micah chapter 4 and verse 4, where it says, Micah adds that they shall sit every man under his vine and fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. And this means that security and peace and protection in the worship of God, it's going to come to pass because God said it would come to pass. There's many prophecies that we find in the book of Micah. And Micah claims these things come from God. Let me give you another passage. Micah chapter 3 and verse 8. But as for me, I am full of power by the Spirit of Jehovah, and of judgment, and of His might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. These are not private interpretations of Micah, but these are words that were given, being one of those holy men of old that spake as he was moved by the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. And among those prophecies that Micah makes is a prophecy about the invasion of the Assyrians, of the destruction of Jerusalem, and of the Babylonian captivity, of the dispersion of the people, and of the restoration of a remnant. He's going to talk about them coming out of Egypt, as though they come out of Babylon, the way they come out of Egypt, and how the walls would be rebuilt. But he's also going to talk about the birth of the Messiah and the establishment of his kingdom. We read some familiar words in Micah chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, where Micah says, But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, which art little to be among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall one come forth unto me that is going to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old to everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travailed hath brought forth. Then the residue of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. The old scribes and the priests and the rabbis that would read the book of Micah would read these words from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, and realize that they were messianic. That this is not talking about something that would be fulfilled in Micah's day, but this was telling us from whence the Savior would come and where that king would be born. You remember the story in Matthew chapter 2, where those wise men came looking for Jesus, and they came to Herod saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? And he commanded that those men, those scribes, would look and tell him, What did the prophet say? And they read to him this very passage out of the book of Micah, showing that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. And so we read about the birth of Christ, and we also read about the establishment then of his kingdom. There's another interesting passage I think I'll mention in this class session about Micah that is found in Micah chapter 6. Let me read Matthew chapter 6, verses 6, 7, and 8. And you may have heard these words before. Wherewith shall I come before Jehovah and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and calves of a year old? Will Jehovah be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? And then we read, He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Jehovah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. Those very words are chiseled and inscribed onto the walls of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And thus, from our very buildings of the seat of our government, the voice of Micah is sounded forth again when we read those words. In our next class, we're going to study those three sermons that Micah brought and see what we can learn from them.